Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. Man, what a show.
Right?
Can't believe that first hour flew by talking to Captain Brandon Hayward from the Bite Journal and One Man Charters, talking sea bass, talking bluefin. Big fish fishing here on Let's Talk Hookup today, and we have a great prize to give away, too.
You're not kidding, man. If you didn't catch the first hour of the show, so much fun, and boy, what an awesome prize. And we're so stoked that Brandon was willing to do that for us. Somebody at the end of the show is going to get a four-pack of Bite Journals, every single issue produced so far. You're going to get a killer little care pack, and what a rad thing that's going to be to hang on to. And it's just, you know, we talked about the Bite Journal this morning. It's just, it's a different deal. It's not a magazine. It's not a book. It's something that has amazing photography, real journalism. It's just awesome. It's a really, really cool piece you put
together.
It's
a showpiece.
It is. It totally
is. And that's
is.
The thing. All four of these issues are like coffee table books.
And guys, there's a kicker to the four issues. You get the four issues, but, you know, there'll be a little subscription card. Then you got to subscribe.
Oh, there you go. So you do have subscriptions available.
Yeah, well, we're reader-supported, you know, so our main revenue comes from readers and subs versus advertising. You know, we have advertising. I appreciate all the advertisers, and that's what props it up, too, but we're a reader-supported publication, so subscribe. That's how you have kind of cool, grassroots, pure things.
Ante up. It's time.
Yeah. Drop it.
For sure. Indeed.
Well, we're having a great show this morning. Lots of fun. If you want to be a part of it, you want to talk to Brandon, have your questions answered, and get in on the fun this morning, there's two ways you can be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line. That's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That one's packed up, but we do have a toll-free line open right now if you want to get through. That's 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. It's open right now.
All right, let's find out what's biting.
It is time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need to get the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next trip. It'll help you catch everything from school-sized tuna to these giant bluefin tuna off the coast. There's nothing like being stealthy with the Sato Crimp Kit. It has all brass crimps and other features, and it's better than ever. It's the favorite connection method on the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connection for Spectra to Mono or Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And we're going to start it off with our private boater buddy, Captain Mark Wish, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Mark.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Brandon. Hey, Brandon, I got to tell you, man, I was looking through that new Bite. Absolutely stunning. Just fantastic. Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Another great week of angling here, guys. Got a little bit weird right on the moon, but it's getting right now, and things are looking really good, other than a bit rude on the outside because the weather's up. But at the islands, Catalina, still that good, steady, summertime, family fun type fishing. Lots of y'all scattered around there. Frontside middle's probably been the best there. And mixed grade fish along with some bass and bonita and barracuda to round out the sacks there. It's just good, fun fishing at the island. We swung by the East End midweek there. We had a tuna trip that was cut short by some boat drama. But we swung by the island for a little bit, kind of midday. Still trolled up three big ones right on the East End with mackerel on the heavy gear, 15 to 20 fathoms. There's a lot of fish in that zone. At both SBI and San Nicolas there, suffering because of the weather right now. But it's been steady angling on that nice grade yellows on the outside there at San Clemente. Still biting a little bit, but not quite like it's been there, backing off a little bit. But that was a heck of a run that island had. Backside west, frontside middle, still your best shot for yells and sea bass at the island. Locally, we're seeing some better conditions on the beach, warm water, get that bass fishing all fired up. Some of the structure spots on the Horseshoe and Isers Reef has been pretty darn good fishing, as well as the kelp lines along Palos Verdes and some of that South Orange County kelp there. Sadly, no sign whatsoever of migratory sand bass. That's just a travesty. Offshore, good yellowfin and kelp patty yellows right out in front of Ensenada, but the headline's got to be that bluefin bite. Like, oh, my God, absolutely defies description. The volume of 200-pound-plus fish that's around right now is just mind-blowing. That popper fishing is still working, as are the flatfalls and the colt snipers. When you get up on those spots of breaking fish, there's been some huge foamers. I've seen some amazing video this week of guys getting on some of those spots. But for you guys, with your sights set on the big ones, man, the best shot is drifting or slow trolling a live mackerel or fishing a live mackerel or a yummy flyer underneath the kite on heavy gear, guys. There is so much of that big fish. I mean, congratulations to Neil on that 270, and you're 229 there, Brandon. I mean, it just exemplifies what's going on offshore. I don't think ever in the history of Southern California sport fishing we've had this much 200-pound fish swimming around within 20 miles of the beach. It's just crazy, and it's time to go fishing, guys.
Yeah, no kidding. And I'll tell you what, fishdope.com, Danny has nailed it. Every time.
Seriously.
This week, last week, yellowtail, Catalina, San Clemente, bluefin tuna, he's got it on there at fishdope.com. I'm telling you, people are on it. If you're not on it, you got to get it. Fishdope.com, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW, one word, lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're at the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, PacificEdgeTackle.com. And seriously, guys, get that heavy gear out, set the drags tight, and go fishing.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks, Mark. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
You got it, guys.
All right, let's head up to Whaler's Cove, where Ricky and I will be in just a couple of short weeks up in beautiful Alaska. Our buddy John's on the line. Good morning, John.
Well, good morning, Pete. Hey, it's raining up here, which is a really good thing. We've got a whole bunch of gigantic coho out in the open ocean that have been waiting to come in. It's been so dry up here. And these coho that have pushed in already are ranging anywhere from 8 to 15 pounds. And with this rain, we're expecting 2 to 4 inches today and last night, of course. But that's going to bring in these big, giant coho. It's going to be absolutely awesome. And we're still seeing a few kings. And by the way, I've got some people here. It's their seventh trip. They're avid listeners of your program. They love your show. And, just wanted to let you know that you've got a lot of listeners that come up here and keep coming up here because it's such great fishing. And yesterday we had an angler go out and catch and release a 244-pound halibut.
Wow.
Still around. Wow. I mean, there's some monsters. And those guys that listen to your show, they're self-guiders. They went out and got some really, really nice 60 and 50-pound class halibut for their limit. So it's just a hoot up here, and we're expecting the last half of the season to be phenomenal.
Oh, can't wait, and it's such a great place. Whaler's Cove Lodge in beautiful Angoon, Alaska. And the cool thing about Whaler's Cove is you have no neighbors. I mean, it's like you're all by yourself out there. I remember to go in other places in Alaska, it's like you're fishing with your 100 of your other friends. Not at Whaler's Cove. It's right there. It's basically you have it to yourself. And we can't wait to come up for our Let's Talk Hookup trip. Ricky's going to do the 3-day prior to me. Then I get off the boat. He gets on the boat. And we're there for the 4-day. It's going to be a lot of fun in mid-August. And I'm going to tell you guys, we're already booking up for 2017. Right, John?
Oh, that's right. In fact, I just got a request for 2018. So they're already booking into 2018. But here's a reminder for anybody coming up here. Bring your best camera with your biggest lens. I was on my way back a couple of days ago from one of my halibut spots, and one of my guests said, "Ooh, is that a bear?" And I looked over on the beach, and I said, "No, that's three bears." It was a big Alaskan brown bear, sow with her two cubs. And we just, you know, pulled it into neutral and sat and watched them. It was absolutely phenomenal to see those bears on the beach. So,
lots of good show there. Bears,
yeah,
whales, everything.
Orcas, you've got the humpback whales, you got the fishing, you got the eagles. It's just a wonder up here. Of course, we're right next to Admiralty Island, and Admiralty Island has the densest population of Alaskan brown bear in North America. And we also, you know, have this huge wilderness area from the Forest Service. So it's not commercialized. this is the true Alaska wilderness, and that's what makes Whalers Cove Lodge so special. If anybody wants to check out what's available at the end of this season or next season or even into 2018, you can go to whalerscovelodge.com. That's whalerscovelodge.com. Or you can call Jay at 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. And we'll see you in a couple of weeks.
E&G,
next week.
Captain John B. from Whalers Cove Lodge. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate that report.
All right, that's going to wrap up our catch for today. Again, sponsored by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength and durability. The local big fish season is going on right now. We've got those local bluefins, a great yellowtail fishing at all the islands. It's happening right now, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design to make it easy for you to pin on a bait and put your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store.
Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Got it, man. How about this time we talk to Mark? He's calling us from Lakeside this morning. Good morning, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Mark.
Guys, how's it going?
It's going good, Mark. I hope that AC is cranking because Lakeside was not the place to be yesterday. I can assure you that.
We had the AC cranking in Port Loma.
I can assure you that.
Yeah, hey, I had a quick question for Brandon. We're taking the kayak out to La Jolla tomorrow, and what would be a go-to rig for those white sea bass that may or may not be there? And can you catch them during the day? Because everybody seems to head out there at night.
Oh, man, it's hard because there's no, like, guaranteed answers for this type of stuff, and I haven't been fishing there, so I don't know what's going on. You know, the default kayak rig is to slow troll a mackerel. It puts your kind of, like, stealthy thing in your favor and all that other stuff. But if it's down on the stuff, could be down at the bottom. So it's kind of up to you to figure it out and see what's going on. So I'd probably start my morning dropper looping with a mackerel, and then as the sun came up, kind of slow troll around and just kind of see. I always say with sea bass, you know, sometimes you have to cast real far, sometimes you're right under the boat, and there could be 50 fish under the boat, and if you're casting 50 yards or 40 yards, you're casting right past the fish. So the answer to everything is it depends, but those two things would be a good starter for you. Good luck.
All right. Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, have a great time. We know it's going to be beautiful weather, and you're going to catch something. All right. Thanks a lot for the call.
Yellowtail, nothing else.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the call. Let's jump back in those phones, Rick.
All right. How about this time we talk to Harold? He's calling us. Is that Iceland? Is that right?
Iceland? Is that for real?
What's up, Harold?
Yes, it is. It's for real.
All right. I
wanted to say hello to Pete, Rick, and particularly Brandon, and tell him how much I love his magazine. I'm one of the eccentrics that came by his booth and tried to sell the magazine to passerbys, or at least explain to them how beautiful it is and how worthwhile it is to subscribe and to read it from cover to end.
Well, I appreciate that.
Thank you, Brandon.
I appreciate
that. And it's for real. I am calling from Reykjavik, Iceland, visiting relatives. It's about 54 with a little drizzle coming down, but we're having a wonderful time. And that's it.
Well, I appreciate those words.
Thank you.
I feel like I'm biased, but I think if saltwater fishing isn't something that you do, but it's part of who you are, this is the magazine for you, and it's just, you know, it's just a matter of putting it in front of people and having people support it and everything else, which isn't always the easiest thing, but once people see it, they love it. It's just a matter of getting it out in front of everyone. So thanks for the words, and thanks for the solicitations.
And thanks for calling from Iceland, Harold. Of course, Harold's listening on the Mighty 1090. You think how Mighty 1090 reaches Iceland?
Yeah, I would assume so. I mean, it is, you know, it is San Diego sports leader. I mean,
yeah,
I would think that it would.
Well, probably not. He's probably listening to it on our streaming on the app, on the Mighty 1090 app on your iPhone or your Android, or he's listening on our website, hookup1090.com, on the Listen Live link. Or if you miss all that, you can always catch our archives, which are on YouTube, our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, or right on our archives page of our Let's Talk Hookup site, hookup1090.com. Just go to Show Archives, and you can check those out. Let's go live to the water. Captain Buzz Brisbane from the Prowler. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning. How are you?
Hey,
up,
terrific.
That's good. Pete and Rick and Brandon, you guys are having a tremendous show. It's highly informative and interesting as can be.
Thank you.
Thanks, Buzz.
Thanks, Buzz. What's going on out there on the water?
Well, we're out here where there's been good yellowfin tuna fish in the last 2 days. In fact, one boat had 90-some-odd yellowfin yesterday, and so far this morning there have been tremendous schools of fish seen and a few biters. So it was all later-in-the-day stuff yesterday. We're hoping the same happens here today.
Wow, that sounds like good fishing. That yellowfin's starting to move in. Are you on a one-day, Buzz?
We're on a day and a half, Pete, so we get to fish here till dark, and it was the late afternoon that was the best yesterday.
Okay.
Excellent. Excellent news, and it's so nice to know that that fish is filling in, and it sounds like that yellowfin tuna has been pretty good grade, huh, Buzz?
It has. It's been 12 to 15 or 18 pounds, and like I said, some of the schools that we're seeing this morning right after daylight were very impressive.
Nice. And I know that Sport Fishing Association of California has their spotter plane up. Is that dope helping you out?
You know, it's always a help. If for nothing else, sometimes it eliminates water. I know particularly like this morning, I was just aching to go down to the lower 500, and he just said, don't go. So we're saving time and fuel.
There you go. All right. Well, Captain Buzz on the Prowler. Are you going to go fishing on the Prowler? Any open party trips available at Fisherman's Landing?
We get in tomorrow morning from this trip, and then we leave. We have Sunday evening. We leave on a one-day trip. It's an overnight trip. And then we get in that evening and turn right around on the first of a couple of day-and-a-half trips.
Fantastic. Well, you can book it right through Fisherman's Landing, right, Buzz?
Exactly. Right through Fisherman's Landing, you can call 619-221-8500 and ask for the Prowler.
All right, Buzz. Thanks for calling us from the high seas out there. It sounds like beautiful weather and good fishing, and we'll talk to you real soon. Appreciate that report very much. You know, it's been a busy morning. Your chance to get through right now on the local line at 858-457-1090. Talk to Captain Brandon Hayward here. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Bob calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning, Bob.
Morning, Brandon. Good morning, Brandon. I was very fortunate on Memorial Weekend to get a call from Matt saying, Brandon had a cancellation, and can you make it out today? I never got my gear together so fast in my entire life. But got to go out and try for some of those white sea bass. It was a tough day on the water, but I mean, just fishing with Brandon and watching how he's going through everything and watching his, you know, watching the sonar and him explaining everything that's going on the sonar. That in itself was just, it really made the trip, and it helped. Sometimes when you're on the boat, you don't really know what they're doing, but Brandon's pretty much explaining everything step by step and what he's looking for and everything else. I managed a couple of white sea bass and a nice halibut. But that was one of the most fun trips I've ever been on, and thank you, Brandon, for the opportunity.
You're welcome. I hope the halibut was good.
Oh, very good.
Nice.
That was some really good eating.
Nice.
Right. That's awesome, Bob.
Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Actually, the line that's open, Ricky, you reminded, is 877-792-1090, and now we have 858-457-1090 open right now. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. This time we're going to talk to Dan. Dan's calling us from Encinitas this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, Dan.
I just had a question for the captain on what is the live bait capacity. And a question for Rick, what kind of setup was lost this past week when you got dragged off the boat?
What type of setup was it, Rick?
I wasn't on the boat, so I can't recall. And every time I've heard the story from Neil, he was several Pacificos in, so I don't have a perfect description of it. But I know that the boys hooked a fish just like you were describing. If I was going to wager, I would say it was a TAC 20, because that is our favorite 80-pound rig. And we fish a TAC 20 on that new-style Therese rod, the 72 extra heavy. So I don't know that for certain, because it wasn't Neil's. It was a buddy, so... Bummer of a story that those two guys have been getting a whole lot of grief over. They got the big fish early. The big fish was caught first, the 270. Then they hooked another one on that heavy gear. And our boat is very easy to deal with. The reason we ordered the 25 Parker Center console is because it's very easy to get around the boat and fish. And when your fish is going around the bow, it is incredibly easy to deal with. You just stand on top of the gunwale and walk the fish around the bow, as Neil has related the story to me about 35 times. But the two guys who were pulling on the rod and reel chose, instead of just walking it around the bow, to hand it underneath the bow pulpit from one guy to the other guy. And in said transfer, all he heard was, oh, expletive, delete, expletive again, another one, two or three more times, and they both walked backwards without a rod and reel in their hand. So... Oh. Somebody
it's floating around there somewhere with a bluefin tuna on the other end.
Fired a bait out 30 feet off the side of the boat, and they watched like a 250. He said the bait hit the water, swam right up to the surface, kicked three or four times, and they watched a 230-pounder literally eat it, you know, back out of the water, mouth open, pulled on the fish for 20, 30 minutes until it yanked the rod out of one of their hands, and away they went.
Whoa. Wow. That's a good story.
There's been a whole lot of smack talking, shall we say, since then. So.
Yeah, I guess. So, rates, and explain your operation.
Yep. Okay, I have two boats. I have a center console. That boat's 10% less than the Parker, and I have my Parker, and rates just depend on what we do.
Parker 23, right?
2320, yeah. Yeah, I'm thinking really
from
hard
West
about...
From West Coast Marine.
I'm thinking real hard about getting another one, because the center console's cool, but that pilot house really, for my program, my style of fishing, you need that. It's a good place to sit. Rates range anywhere from... $2.90 per person for lobster, on up to $4.50 for offshore. It's just a massive fuel burn, massive everything. Sure. I just put a new schedule up on my website. I'm only open, the only date I have open for offshore fishing on the Parker is August 14th. That's it.
That's it.
Open for a charter, yeah. I got a couple open party things. In the past, I've done quite a bit of open party. Open party, to my mind, is how you create a business that you can support yourself, a fishing business, a small boat fishing business, where you can, like, own a home and do certain things in Southern California. So that's how I've got the extra 50 to 75 days a year. In doing that open party stuff, it's put enough new people on the boat that have had a good time that have returned back with groups. Therefore, I'll be doing a lot less open parties, a lot. Like last night, I threw my sea bass schedule up. I have four open party dates for next year, and I guarantee that will be it. I might piece together some trips with people who have been with me before and kind of create little trips from current clientele, but open parties kind of slowly slipping away with me.
And your lobster trips are very popular. You said October's already booked.
October's already booked. And, you know, I raised my rates last year on lobster, and I'm at the same rates where I was before. Those trips run out of Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. I'll probably raise them again just because everything else is going up with inflation and city taxes and landing fees and everything. And it just costs a lot of money to do it, you know. And so if you book something with me now, you book and that's the rate you get for next year. If you book an offshore trip for next year or a sea bass trip, you get current rates. I can't guarantee those rates are going to be the same at Fred Hall or whatever, just because it's a lot of burn, man. It's a lot. Bait capacity, it's not really a sport boat, so I don't worry about, like, scoops and stuff. I worry about good baits, going offshore and having 200 great mackerels. For squid fishing, bait is never really an issue for me because my style of big fish and stuff like that doesn't mean that you have to shovel bait. And as a skiff, we're not using side-scanning sonar and hemorrhaging bait over the side, right? We're fishing a little bit different. So, but with that said, I have 60-gallon tanks on both boats. Plenty of bait. And there's a lot of little hacks that you do on small boats where you kind of create your own weather, chum buckets, doing other stuff type of stuff. So, I don't worry about bait capacity. My bait tanks could be 20 gallons smaller, and I'd be fine with it.
There you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's talk to Rick Jensen, Sport Fishing Financial. Continue our fish report. Good morning, Rick.
Hey, good morning, Rick, Pete. Hey, Brandon.
How are you?
What's up, Rick?
I'm good. Hey, guys. Hey, starting down in Mag Bay, the fishing continues to improve. The water there in the high 70s, a couple marlin showed up, and a few large grouper were taken off the hard bottom this week. So a little bit of action out there, and people starting to check out Mag Bay. Up at Mulahay, the Dorado's a little slow and on the smaller side. Marlin sales have moved up in good numbers. Not much bait outside, but the bay is filled with sardines, so guys are making the sardines and getting out after some of the snapper, grouper, those type of things. And like I said, plenty of marlin and sales to be had. The cedras, we heard from Jeff out on the kayaks pulling on the calicos there, but the yellowtail continues to improve as well. At Bay of L.A., bait continues to be easy. Last week we had a few days with some wind, but on the good days the yellowtail are still there on the bottom on the high spots. But San Quintin really not getting much pressure at all. I see a lot of the local guys reporting fishing alone. And get down there, the yellowtail fishing is strong. It's been easy. Weather's been pretty nice there. And Captain Juan, Captain Kelly on their parkers down there are a good way to get after that. Up at Ensenada, inside, the bait's not a problem. Yellowtail at 20 pounds. Outside, we fished outside that area a while ago, and I think you just heard from Buzz. There's a lot of smaller yellowfin around. Nice grade yellowtail in the patties and occasional Dorado. Up at Coronados. We heard that the fishing continues to get better. Had a good strong week on the yellows. So up at Coronado along the coast, yellowtails are definitely the name of the game. And I wanted to mention that TCA has their summer membership drive this Wednesday at 6 o'clock in San Marcos at Dos Desperados Brewery. So get out there. I'll be there. Let's have a chance to meet and learn what TCA can do to protect our fishing rights.
Yeah, indeed. That's for sure. And, of course, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. right here in the Mighty 1090 Studios, you will be here talking a little finance and fishing, and Captain Larry Hansen from the Pacific Vision, a boat that you work out at, are going to be here in the studio talking fishing, right?
Excellent. Yeah, we just got back from a three-day on the boat and continue to do the knockdowns, check the list, and the knockdown trips have been very successful. Larry's been very generous to myself and our guests, and we have had some good fishing trips.
We look forward to seeing you tomorrow morning, but in the meantime, how do we get a hold of you, McJensen?
Scott, give us a call on the line at 949-481-1807 or reach us on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com.
See you tomorrow morning. Thanks for the report. Appreciate that.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Thanks, Rick. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. If you want to get through, we do have the first time a solid open phone line, 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
If you are ready to experience a real Alaska fishing adventure, check out Whaler's Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. The calm waters around Whaler's Cove are 100 miles from any large towns, so you will enjoy a wilderness adventure without any crowds. Whaler's Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there is no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Whaler's Cove also offers fantastic freshwater fishing in wilderness streams for wild salmon and trout. The Whaler's Cove experience will fulfill your wildest Alaska dreams on the calm water of the Inside Passage or on a spectacular stream. It's your choice every day at the Whaler's Cove Lodge. After fishing, you will dine on fabulous meals created daily by the Whaler's Cove chefs and relax in your comfortable room or cabin. Learn more about this exciting Alaska destination on their website at whalerscovelodge.com or call 800-423-3123. Whaler's Cove Lodge, a real Alaskan fishing adventure.
The giant Fast Lane Kayaks in Mission Bay is hard to miss. Right in the middle of Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. This massive 5,500 square foot location is loaded with Hobie Mirage Drive kayaks and more, including a great selection of Hobie clothing, stand-up paddle boards, paddles, and more. Check the latest from Hobie, the Eclipse, taking fitness out of the gym and onto the water. Test a new Eclipse kayak or stand-up paddleboard free right out their back door on Mission Bay. When it comes to Hobie, no one does it better than the crew at Fastlane at Dana Landing across from SeaWorld in Mission Bay. Check FastlaneSailing.com.
If the fish are biting, I'm on my boat, rain or shine. Of course I wear my life jacket. It's like wearing a seatbelt. Clip it on, grab my tackle box, and hit the water.
Love California, vote California, save California. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough, light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day and a half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
At the mighty 1090, it's always football season. San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. Phones are getting packed up. Again, if you want to get your chance to talk to Brandon and have your shot at winning that four-pack of Byte journals and your opportunity to be a subscriber, 858 area code 457-1090. That's a local number. Or, again, toll-free, 877-792-1090.
All right, it's on. Mark your calendar to the third San Diego County Ford Dealers remote broadcast. It's coming up very, very soon, 2 weeks from today, Saturday, August the 6th at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Your next chance to qualify for the big grand prize. It's a four-night fishing package at the world-famous Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska. It includes a round-trip ticket from San Diego to Anchorage on Alaska Airlines. You know what? Alaska is flying all the great hotspots now for fishing. Great nonstops to destinations like Costa Rica, Hawaii, Puerto Vallarta. Sign up for their award-winning mileage program that's the best in the business. Click on the Alaska Air banner on the front page of our website, hookup1090.com, and get in on that. You can also win a trip on the Blackjack, that great four-pack boat out of Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Shimano rods and reels, Maui Jim sunglasses. The prize cowboy Gary is going to be there with a ton of great stuff just for showing up. And don't forget, whether you make the cast or not, you're going to have a chance to win all the prizes, including that grand prize trip to Katmai Lodge in Bristol Bay, Alaska on Alaska Airlines. Check out the guest page at hookup1090.com for rules and details. We'll see you 2 weeks from today, Saturday, August 6th, Dana Landing. That's going to be a fun, fun time.
No doubt.
Phones are packed. Let's jump into it, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, the phones are solid. If you want to get through, 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Tim calling us from Encinitas this morning. Hi, Tim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, Ricky, Pete, Brandon.
Tim.
How we doing?
Good.
You're doing great, Tim. Good morning.
So, anyhow, I was with Brandon on Thursday, and I was the small fish of the week, but it was still a personal best by over 100 pounds.
Over 100 pounds. You beat your personal best.
Yeah.
That's so cool, so, Tim.
You know, it's I've never done had the rail rod style going, technique or whatever, so it was really a great opportunity to get out there and give that a try.
That's cool.
The rail is your friend, as Rollo used to say, right?
Man, I tell you, it really was, and without Brandon's help, you know, I probably wouldn't have landed that fish.
Yeah, no, you did a good job. It all worked out in the end, and, you know, We had three shots. I was glad we got one, you know. So,
how big was that fish?
Really hard. It was like probably like between like 150 and 160. We gill and gutted it and packed it with ice and did the whole thing. Those big fish, you know, those guys have caught. I just started fishing for them last week. You know what I mean? Because I was doing my sea bass program, but my buds that are commercial guys and just everyone's like, man, you got to gill and gut those things right away. So
really?
Just long range style, gill and gut it. Pack it in ice. So, you know, we got a full-on weight on Kathy's, but not on Tim's because...
you wanted a good fresh meat.
Yeah, yeah.
And you hooked three?
Yeah, we hooked... Well, we missed one on the kite, which was totally my fault. I got the bait skipping out there and put it in the rod holder, turned around, and I looked back 30 seconds later, and, oh, line's not in clip anymore. So that was a miss. And then we had another one at Gaff that was like a 110. The hook pulled on that one.
Wow.
But Tim wouldn't have got his bigger one if we hadn't pulled the hook on that one probably. Exactly. Because at that same time, I started putting to kind of like slide up and get back on the next deal. And there's a little meter mark. Stopped, threw a bait, swam out, you know, 40 feet, just like you're talking about with Niels. And boom, just
explosion.
Insane.
That's so cool.
Wow, how fun is that?
Right now.
Yeah. How fun is that? Well, hey, congratulations, Tim, on Fish of a Lifetime. And, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Captain Mark Gillette on the Eclipse is on the line, and we also have our Ryan Christensen in the booth there on the line as well. Good morning, Mark. Good morning, Ryan.
What's up, boys?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
We were just going to put Ryan on to talk about the day and a half on the eclipse and how successful it was.
Well, I'll let him speak about that. I wasn't there, but I heard about it.
Ryan?
Yeah, we had a real fun trip. The fishing was a little tough, but the boat was awesome. The food was great, and we ended up scratching together a pretty decent day on some yellowfin and some beautiful great yellowtail. We got a couple that were right around 30 pounds, which was just some of the biggest kelp patty yellowtail I've seen, and a couple Dorado, and those guys worked super hard, and the boat was awesome. The accommodations were great, and I can't wait to go back.
On our Facebook page, you posted some great pictures, nice size yellowtail. I heard from one of our listeners, gave me a great report and some photos. Looked like fun. And then the food on that thing, my gosh,
were you on like a
long range trip?
Yeah, it was insane. And the whole meal package deal, and it was awesome.
Oh, that's killer.
Yeah, Mark, you run a great operation on the Eclipse.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm glad Ryan was able to make it out, and we thank the, you know, Let's Talk Hookup family for the support. I know guys had a good time, so
yeah,
I'm glad it all worked out.
Fantastic. So what's going on now?
Well, I talked to Captain Josh. Is on the second day of his 2.5-day trip today, and he snuck on down, and I think down below where everybody's fishing, and he had a pretty good day yesterday. They got out late. The flights, they were a bunch of people coming in from Denver, and they got stuck in that southwest catastrophe.
Yeah.
So they didn't get out till late, and they got down there yesterday where they really wanted to be yesterday afternoon, and then they got ruined on 20. It's kind of what you guys were talking about earlier. Guys, if you're going to fish on these kelp patties and there's bigger yellowtail around, you know, and yellowfin, I mean, fish are 40 and 50 pound. And they had a difficult time telling people that to start because guys wanted to get bit, you know, and they put together a pretty nice afternoon on that big yellowtail and some better grade yellowfin down there and some what he referred to as very big, nice grade Dorado. So they had a good day, and they stayed down there last night. The weather never came up. It blew a little bit. And then one thing, I know everybody looks at the weather so much, and I think Brandon can attest to this, but the weather guys have been very wrong this year. On days we were supposed to have nice weather, we've had very windy weather. And on days that we were supposed to have very windy weather, we have nice weather. So the weather guys, for the most part, for whatever reason, have been a little off this year. So they've got really beautiful weather where they're at right now. And it's supposed to be blowing this whole trip. So that's what they're doing.
This good consistency of, you know, or it turns out that it's consistency, although like you said, not forecasted. That's what it takes to get that better fishing too. You know, that fish likes to bite in that good weather, and that's exactly what you guys are experiencing. And what's on the forecast in front of you?
Well, they've got all day to fish down where they're at. He said they were all by themselves, so he hadn't called in on that the 976 or anything. I'm sure he'll call in this afternoon with a report. But we have a 2.5-day trip leaving tomorrow night that's got, I think, 8 spots on it, and you can book through EclipseSportFishing.com, and it's an all-inclusive 2.5, and if you guys are able to make it out there in Radio Land, I would book on that trip because I think the timing is going to be really good with this yellowfin. You know, there seems to be a spread of yellowfin now that's, I think Josh is about 65 to 80 miles away from those guys, and he's getting yellowfin down where he's at, and they're getting yellowfin up above, and he's on good grade yellowtail in Dorado right now. So.
And the forecast is looking beautiful for the next 2.5-3 days, too. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful anytime you're standing on the boat, the way I see it. I've been landlocked here for a couple of
days. That's no good. Captain Mark Gillette on the Eclipse, thanks for treating our Let's Talk Hookup listeners to a great day and a half. And Ryan Christensen, thank you for your input on that great trip and hosting that great trip. We had some really great prizes from Rapala and Williamson and AFCO, a whole bunch of Shimano, some great giveaways on the boat. And boy, it sounds like you really treat them to a fine time. Mark, how do we book again if we want to go on the Eclipse?
Yeah, thanks, Pete. Just go on to our website, EclipseSportFishing.com. And or call our office, 619-995-6880. But the easiest way is go right to the website, and we're out. Thanks for the support, Pete,
all
Rick,
right.
Ryan, everybody, and have a great rest of your show.
Thanks,
Thank
Mark.
Thank you very much. Scott Sherman, part of the Team Parker West Coast Marine.
Yeah.
Man, it's like I'm surrounded by Parker guys here.
You're in good company here, Sherm.
Absolutely, guys, man. I'm telling you, it was good being out with you, Pete, the other day.
Indeed.
Just can't say enough about the boat, man. I'm that Kevin set me up with over at West Coast Marine. The more time I spend on that thing, the more I realize what a great decision I made in getting that Parker 25 Petty, man. That is just a sweet ride. And I had a question, too, for your guest, Brandon. Just wanted to know what, you know, with all the technology and everything is out there, when you're looking at conditions on the water, what is, like, the single most important thing that you would see condition-wise, you're saying, oh, today's the day we got to be out there?
I actually take kind of the opposite line, and I don't let anything shackle me, like, this is the best or this is the whatever. And if you're out every day, like, I'm going to let what happened yesterday or the day before or whatever kind of guide me, but I'm not going to let it dictate because things change so fast, just tide to tide and from morning to afternoon or whatever. The best conditions are spot-dependent for sea bass, so a spot that is uphill, a place that's uphill at one spot is horrible, but downhill is great, or vice versa. You know, Catalina, like, you have to have uphill current to fish like Salta Verde to Freddy's. You just have to. And a lot of people don't realize that. And Wish's book is great in that it gives a lot of spots and blah, blah, blah.
That's but in the gray.
In the gray.
If you can get a copy of it.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people have the spots these days, but it takes a certain set of conditions, you know? Like, I was catching a lot of fish at, like, that, like, on that Salta or Silver Canyon Beach this year, and... But it was condition dependent. Same with the East End and all that stuff. So if you went back the next day, you weren't going to get bit. And that's what's really driven it home for me the last 2 years on sea bass and El Nino is conditions. You just have to have it. I mean, everyone knows that it gets spoken to, but it's different sets of conditions for different spots and everything. Straight up time on the water, and there, even with books and fishing information sites and paying money to get stuff, nothing trumps just getting out there and taking your own notes. So I don't do it that much these days because I kind of remember, but when I first got into small boat ownership, I kept real detailed notes and tried a lot of stuff and missed a lot and went by myself. And I wasn't even fishing to catch fish. I was fishing to kind of like try to learn what not to do as much. On that bluefin, on that bluefin, you know, like I said during the show, what happened last month is different from what's happening right now.
Yeah, so totally different.
If your brain is plumbed around looking for Nat Geo and huge foamers and stuff like that, it's not always going to be like that every single day. You got to learn to use your electronics, know what a tuna looks like, and have the kind of like gumption to put it in neutral and throw a little bit of bait sometimes.
Yeah. So that's a really good point.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get a meter mark, you stop on it.
So conditions that make me lick my chops are conditions that make that spot work.
All right.
Yeah. Gotcha. And no south wind.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're giving me the best advice, which is what I've been looking for, is just spend more time on the water.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it. You got that new boat.
No replacement for it.
That's it. Yep. You got to do it.
We got all three Parker models even in here, too. Pilot house, center console, walk around.
Yeah.
Got it dialed.
Yeah. Kevin sets up everybody the right way, and you're loving those 200 Yamahas, aren't you?
Oh, that was the best decision I think I made on the whole thing was powering up a little bit from the dual 150s to the dual 200s. It's plenty of power. The fuel efficiency is there, and I can't say enough about the how Kevin dialed that boat in for me just the way I wanted it. You know, it's got a 64-gallon tank, and they did a beautiful job on customizing that aft tower. So I'm just as thrilled as I can be with the boat.
West Coast Marine is the bomb. They're super easy
to
work with.
Good job, for sure. Sherm, thanks a lot for the report, and good luck on the next one. Appreciate that. Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about we talk to Rudy, calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Good morning, Rudy. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, gentlemen, how's things going? Hey, Brandon.
Rudy, you sound younger and younger every time I talk to you.
On your boat is a hand. You guys, you and Rick are my heroes.
Boy,
I'm learning more about fishing than I have in a long time.
Back at you.
And your new publication is just outstanding.
Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that.
It's well written, and the photography just blows my mind. You know.
Thank you.
And you too, Rick. You made a difference, you know, in my fishing life. So,
well,
all I
want to
do, though, is catch a wahoo.
You better charter Brandon and have him take you out this fall.
Rudy, if I catch one, it'll be my first phone call.
I am.
All right.
Brandon, you're my hero.
All right.
Good hearing your voice, dude. I appreciate
Rudy.
Thanks, Rudy.
Appreciate that very much. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hills in Ventura, you're up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Hills.
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to ask Brandon, you know, we have a lot of very good captains, and I've asked Brandon a little bit about how he kind of got his start, and it seems like a lot of these
of our top captains worked on a Bill Poole boat at one point or something. And I'm kind of, when I saw Brandon, I wish I would have asked him more about our Ventura local captains here, like, Sean Stewart, Pat Cavanaugh, Jeff Bundy. Did he ever work with those guys, like, on the XL or any of these boats? And do you have anything to say about kind of like the early days?
All right. Well, good morning.
The early days of Brandon.
I worked on the XL with Sean Stewart the first 3 years that he ran the boat. You know, working on boats was always kind of like a summer play for me because I was going to school. And then when I finished school, I worked the late summer, fall, winter, long range season with Sean. And then I went and traveled, came back, worked on the boat again till like midsummer. That's when I got the job with One, where I worked for 9 years or something like that.
You worked for One Western Afternoons for 9 years.
Yeah.
Time flies.
Yeah. Yeah. 2004 to 2013.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time in my kind of lifetime. I'm 36.
And then started the charter business and then the magazine.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. That was a good stepping stone for me. I just wanted to write and fish and do everything on my own terms, you know?
Good for you.
So
work for yourself.
Yeah, and in this day and age, to work somewhere for 9 years, that's a long time, especially for someone in my kind of age demographic, you know?
Okay.
So it was all good. Working there was a great opportunity, and I think I was destined to work in the fishing industry no matter where I was, what I was going to end up doing, you know, somehow, some way.
Right.
And, you know, the great captains up there, that's definitely on my radar. I think there's a lot of good pieces that can be done in true long-form investigation. Like, there's a lot to be said for that area that hasn't been done. You know, Steve Kelly, who just retired, he's straight-up legend, and there's a lot of history and a lot of lineage there and a lot of everything. So, yeah, definitely look for something.
Coming in the Bite Journal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Right. Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
Speaking of the Bite Journal, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got all four issues coming their way. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the 95-Foot Searcher. Team Searcher would like to thank all of our great customers for their support in our fantastic 2015 season. The Searcher has a fantastic crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, satellite TV, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2016 schedule is out, so don't miss the boat. Book your trip online at searchersportfishing.com or call Celia and Jen at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone, but you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 55 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built for ultimate performance on the water. From our next-generation fishing shorts like the Tactical Camo or Stealth Shorts to our AFBLOCK sun protection shirts like the Fish Ninja and Samurai Sun Hoodie, the entire AFCO clothing lineup is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and designed with functional features to deliver top performance for the demanding angler. Visit www.afco.com to find a dealer near you.
For over five decades, Lee Palm Sport Fishing has set the standard in long-range fishing that they pioneered long ago. The Red Rooster 3 sets a new standard of excellence. The Red Rooster 3 is one of the most modern, quiet, and fastest long-range vessels in the fleet. They have handpicked the finest crew to make your trip a memorable one. The Red Rooster 3 offers trips from 3 to 18 days and runs year-round to the best fishing spots on the planet. Ride the Red Rooster 3 once and you'll be back again. Call the Red Rooster 3 at 619-224-3857 or see them on the web at redrooster3.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Right, the big winner of the four-pack of all of the Byte journals is going to Hills.
Yeah, Hills.
Ventura. Hills, congratulations.
Yo, Hills.
Be stoked.
All right.
Enjoy that Byte journal, and they're beautiful, especially the new issue. If we want the Byte journal, best way to get it is subscribe, right?
Subscribe, yeah. TheBiteJournal.com.
Spell it.
B-I-G-H-T, which is like the Southern California Byte, the area that we fish.
That's it.
Yeah, the Byte journal. Just a loose Google search would take you to it, too. And subscribe. If you subscribe, it's for four issues over 2 years.
Over 2 years. Okay.
Yeah.
I dig.
Yep.
Good.
Yep.
And then if somebody wants to go fishing with you, one-man charters?
Yeah. Yeah. You know, the best thing to do is to just call me. I have a website. You can send an email through the website. 90%+ of business these days starts with an email. But everything's so – it's best to just talk human to human, especially with someone you're going to spend the next 8 to 12 hours with. You know what I mean? So – if you send an email, I'm just going to call you anyways, so you might as well just call me. My schedule is up on the website. I got a couple lobster trips. I got the couple of offshore things, the one offshore date that I have on my boat. The Maritimes got dates on the short term, including this Monday, if you're just chomping. Sidebar.
Beautiful day of weather.
It amazes me that more of these hardcore long-range guys that love fishing big fish aren't piecing together little micro groups of three guys or finding someone with the boat, whatever, to go fish this stuff. It blows my mind.
It's long-range fishing.
There's 250 pounders. Like, you're looking at the beach. So, guys, if you're listening, I could be your guy. This could be it on Monday. Three of you. Let's do this.
Go it.
So, yeah, exactly. So, you know, no matter the craft, experience it just to go see the show. But, yeah, give me a call, 949-212-0719 or onemancharters.com. Like I said, off air, I'm probably going to be rebranding with a new business name and stuff like that just because I don't have a 17-foot boat.
You're not
I don't
one
take
man
one
charters
anymore.
Yeah.
That was a horrible name anyway.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Everyone else likes
anyway,
it.
Anyway, we'll keep you posted on that. But, yeah,
Thank you.
You want to go fishing on Monday.
Yeah.
Go
even,
for it.
Even
trophy hunt.
Even lobster or sea bass. Like my program, people call me every week like, hey, I want to go. Like, it just doesn't work like that. And I realize people are busy, but if you want to catch a big sea bass and get a date and you haven't been with me before, like, there's not a lot of opportunity.
Yeah. Jump on it.
Yep.
Hey, thanks, Brandon. Thank
Great
you.
Job.
We'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Captain Larry Hansen from the Pacific Vision. Rick Jensen from Sport Fishing Financial. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Mighty 1090.
The INE is much more than just the office that's in charge of the elections, and more than the credential that allows you to vote and identify yourself.